You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, the free edition. Case 137, Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. In this episode, we visit the crazy silver-colored factory where Lou Reed takes us on a walk on the wild side. Brooklyn native Lou Reed started the band The Velvet Underground in 1965 with John Cale, whom he met in 1963 when both were working for Pickwick Records in New York. Reed played bass, Cale played viola, and they added Sterling Morris on guitar and eventually Maureen Tucker on drums. American artist Andy Warhol gave them a job at the club Max's, Kansas City, where all of the real action, namely sex and drugs, took place in the back room. In addition to the band, well-known musicians and other artists frequented Max's, Kansas City, as well as the strange cast of characters who staffed Warhol's silver-painted studio, The Factory. The Velvet Underground, though its influence is still felt in music today, was a short-lived band, and by 1971, Lou Reed was recording solo. He paid tribute to some regulars at Max's Kansas City and The Factory with his first major single, Walk on the Wild Side.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Holly is Holly Woodlawn, who really did hitchhike across the country from Florida to New York to escape a repressive family life, altering her appearance as Reed describes.
Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo.
Candy is the transgendered actor Candy Darling, who referred to the Long Island home where she grew up as her country place. Candy appeared in several Warhol films, but was only able to land bit parts in mainstream movies. She died in 1974, at 29, of leukemia. Photos of her, including a shot entitled Candy Darling on her deathbed, have been used for album covers and other art.
Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side.
Little Joe is the actor Joe D'Alessandro, notable for having the front of his blue jeans star on the album cover for the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers. D'Alessandro, who had grown up in rough circumstances and supported himself as a prostitute, had parts in some Warhol movies, but eventually moved to Europe in a partly successful attempt to get more movie roles. Reed has called Joe D'Alessandro an idiot, among other things, implying that he just had no talent beyond hustling.
Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right.
Sugar Plum Fairy was Joe Campbell, an actor who had once been involved with Harvey Milk before Milk's move to San Francisco. He received his nickname from Dorothy Dean, an intellectual who worked at the door of Max's Kansas City. The Apollo refers to the Apollo Theater in Harlem, an institution since 1913 where many famous black performers appeared, and the occasional white rock and roll act as well. By 1975, it was in disrepair and was used only for film screenings, but it has since been purchased by the state of New York and renovated.
Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Jackie, who is just speeding away, was Jackie Curtis, a transgendered film actor and writer whose torn clothes and exaggerated makeup influenced glam and punk fashion. When she was not dressed as a woman, Jackie often assumed a James Dean persona. Drugs were a regular part of life for Warhol's crew during the Wild Side era, but Jackie's overuse eventually led to her death at age 38. In addition to appearing in Warhol films, Jackie acted in plays, once alongside a young Robert De Niro, making his first stage appearance. Lou Reed's career now spans four decades. That longevity and his considerable musical experimentation have enabled him to continue performing as a solo artist. He also has collaborated with everyone from David Bowie to the Blind Boys of Alabama. Having more or less outgrown that early phase, he rarely performs Walk on the Wild Side, the song that propelled him to fame. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.